Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Glory to the Most High God. We praise His holy name. He's truly worthy of the praise. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Help us to keep our minds focused on the true and living God. Hallelujah. Everything we need is found in Jesus Christ. That amazing grace is how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Hallelujah. The soon coming King, our Counselor, Prince of Peace. Bless the Lord. What a magnificent, marvelous, awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Glory to God. As we look unto the hills which cometh our help, we realize that it comes from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, God help us to stay focused at a time like this with all the turmoil and everything that's going on in the world. You still deserve the praise. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. This is a time like never before to get anchored down in the Lord and give him his rightly due praise. In the name of Jesus, we worship and magnify his name. Oh, we speak more about our complaints about what's going on, glory to God, and what our requests are than we do about giving the soon coming King, our Savior, our Deliverer, the one, glory to God, that lives within, the Provider, the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. Ah, oh, glory to God, Jehovah's alone, the one that gives us the peace. Some peace, glory to God, that he gave. Glory to God, sometimes we just, it baffles us because it's like, oh, nobody could give us this kind of peace except God in the midst of everything that goes on. Hallelujah. Through our trials and tribulations, he still said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you to the ends of time. Hallelujah. Teaching us to rest in him. And he said, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to him, and he'll be the one to give us that rest. So I bless the Lord. Help us, Lord, to get to a place that we will get in tune with you so much in your word and your promises and your submission and obedience and our faith that, glory to God, we'll be able to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of everything that's happening, nevertheless, our God is still in charge. He's still, glory to God, worthy of all the honor and the praise and the glory. So bless the Lord. So as we welcome you again to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, we want to let you know, glory to God, we're here about kingdom business. Ah, glory to God, about praying and interceding and standing on God's word and seeing miraculous, marvelous, and wonderful things happening, salvation, deliverance, all the miraculous healing, the phenomenal hand of God working in our midst. Only God can get the glory. Thank God for the vessels that he used on this line and the prayers that go on the line. And even after the glory to God, the prayer line is closed and the prayers that are going in the prayer closet, the ones that we are praying with one another and for each other, and those glory to God around the globe, we glorify the Lord. How marvelous is he, that glory, hallelujah, that we are part of his kingdom and that he can use us for his glory. The more and more we yield to him, the more, glory to God, we'll draw nigh to him. He draw nigh to us and we'll draw nigh to him. But we can only do it by the Spirit, and that means flesh has to die because he says no flesh gonna glory in his sight. So we thank God for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Hallelujah. When we was in darkness, you brought us into the light. Hallelujah. Thank you for your forgiveness, God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we glorify you for this time that we can come together. Hallelujah. We bless you all for the power of intercession. We bless you for prayer. We bless you for faith. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, that we can be able
to come together and stand on your word and see the miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal works of the hand of God. You say greater works that we shall do, but only, glory to God, this can be done if we be willing and obedient. We should eat the good of the land, willing and obedient to submit ourselves to you, willing and obedient to obey you, willing and obedient to go out and carry out whatever assignment you're giving us, not on a part-time basis. Willing, hallelujah, glory to God, to trust you when we can't trace you. Willing, glory to God, to forgive. Willing to walk in the agape. Willing, glory to God, to deny this flesh. Hey, Bosha. Oh, glory to God. Ah, glory to your holy name. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Glory to God. Ah, we will reap if we faint not. God, it's a time like never before as we pray one for another. It's not no time for fainting. It's time for persisting and pursuing and holding on to the promise of what God's word says, because he's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. And glory, he's not slack concerning his promises as man counts slackness. Oh, God, we pray like never before. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of that we get to a place, glory to God, a posture of submission and obedience to you in humility, but still being able to boldly declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you so much that you neither sleep nor slumber and take care of us all throughout the night, throughout the day. Oh, God, on our jobs and those who are going to school, those are in their homes, those, glory to God, in ministry, that's all walking the streets, those are, glory to our missionaries, those that are in the pulpit, those, glory to God, hallelujah, on various situations, even when we're on vacation, your angels being in camp about us, glory to God, with all the stuff that we hear in the midst when everybody's, glory to God, going about their daily duties, and all of a sudden here come the enemy robbing and stealing and destroying lives. But God, you're keeping us every day. So we pray, glory to God, bind up the hand of the enemy. Every trick, snare, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, glory to God, he's already plotting and scheming the things that he's already doing. We rebuke, bind, and loosen from his assignment. We curse and counsel the assignment of the enemy, stalking people, glory to God. Ah, glory to God, finding a way, glory to God, to manipulate their minds to bring destruction on somebody else, and then sometimes turn back around and destroy them. We plead the blood of Jesus against, glory to God, the satanic forces. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Have people of minds, glory to God, going off doing all kind of hideous and horrific kind of crimes. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, some of it, glory to God, is coming also up in the household of faith. God, we got to pray like never before with faith, but obedience to your will. You said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, we got to repent. We got to keep a repentant heart. We got to turn from our wicked ways and humble ourselves in submission to obedience to the Lord. Then he can come in and heal the land in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hey, Shamba. Hey, God, help us like never before to know this is a time, glory to God. Hallelujah, that we got to seek your face like never before, and we got to be in a place, glory to God, that our will become your will even the more, not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith, speak and decree and declare those things that are not as though they were, but to have faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God, even like the word of God for the woman of God last night, get up, get up, get up. Whatever situation we're in, whatever circumstance, whatever things that enemy has, glory to God, set us a trap in, and even the things of the flesh that were desired and was contrary to the will of the Lord, get up, glory to God, and get about the Father's business. Oh, know who we are in him and who he is in us. In the name of Jesus, I have such a conviction upon our hearts that we don't desire, glory to God, to bring anything that would bring a reproach on the church, but bring any, glory to God, and have God frowning on our lives because we didn't walk or do what God called us to do in the name of Jesus. Ah, to have a repentant heart. Help us to walk, glory to God, in the love of God, the agape, the forgiveness in the name of Jesus. God, let go of the things of the past and stop looking in the rearview mirror so much that, glory to God, we can't even see where we're going for today or either the future that we can have. Sometimes looking so far in the future about the doom and gloom that we still can't live for the fullness of what God said at this present time. And the best present, glory to God, we ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as our Savior. And the same present he wants to go out and deliver to others as we be the, go out the king's kids and go out the ambassadors and the priests, glory to God, to deliver these gifts in the name of Jesus. about the goodness and the greatness of God, the invitation, hallelujah, of life to accept him as Savior. God, help us like never before to know this is a time like never before. We can't afford to be wasting in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. God, we are praying, God, we got for those that are going through in their bodies and are going through in their minds. We bind up sickness and disease. We bind up, glory to God, this cancer demon running rapid, glory to God, to bind it up and loose it from its assignment and stop, glory to God, the lives of those that are trying to manipulate and say, glory to God, one person have this, that, and the other, so they can be able to make money off the situation. The blood of Jesus, convict those doctors and all those other ones that, hallelujah, are using different things and different methods, hallelujah, to manipulate people's, glory to God, minds and situations in the name of Jesus and cause them to have more problems than they even started out, and some was just lies. They weren't even that diagnosis. The blood of Jesus, and even the misdiagnosis, we plead the blood of Jesus against. In Jesus' name, we speak, glory to God, healing to the one, glory to God, brokenhearted in Jesus' name because of so many things are going on in the land. God, we pray for against heart attack, strokes, glory to God, cancer, sugar, diabetes, arthritis, glory to God, respiratory problems, digestive problems, things are going on in every organ in this body. We plead the blood of Jesus. We come against tumors, God, and all kinds of skin disorders and different kinds of, glory to God, blood disorders and other things that are happening, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, even the attack of the enemy with some of these insects and some of these attacks, glory to God, even in the water for the animals and mammals and whatever like this, attacking even on the land with these dogs and this, that, and the other, and people even raising them up, glory to God, to be evil. Oh, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment even of the evil works of people when they're acting like, glory to God, their animal, how they do other people and how they, glory to God, abuse others and glory to God, the things that they're doing and the hideous crimes that's going on behind the scenes and how people just kill people and dismember their bodies and all kind of evil works of the enemy. We know it's satanic. It's not of God because God, every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. And we know, glory to God, every evil work comes from the devil. Our hell is enlarging itself. But God desired for none to perish, but all to come into the glory to God, into repentance, into giving their life to you in the name of Jesus. Help us to be that example. Help us to be that light. We pray, glory to God, and bind up the works of the enemy with all his sickness and disease. And help us, glory to God, to use the tools that you have given us. Use the giftings that you have given us. Take authority and bind and loose as what you have given us to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we take authority, hallelujah, to move as you ordained us to move. In the name of Jesus, God, we need your help like never before. Oh, God, I pray, hallelujah, that you'll help us to open our eyes and our ears some more, hallelujah, so we can be in place to carry out the assignment that you've given to us. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray one for another. Pray for our children. Pray, Lord, we're out in the satanic forces that are in their minds and so forth like this. And got them so caught up in the chat room, got them caught up in homosexual, all kind of illicit sex, and all glory to God, and caught up in gangbanging and feeling hopeless and helpless and doing evil works and whatever, shooting and glory to God and trying to, glory to God, represent whatever kind of gang or either some just doing out of just pure pleasure, just to sit back and look on the news and see what happens. Oh, God, we pray, glory to God, even that spirit that got they got a text, they got a text, they got a text, not paying attention on the road. Oh, not only just the children, but some of the adults too, but some of the things, even the arguments and things that are happening to take people, distract them away from glory to God, focusing in the name of Jesus. Some things, glory to God, when they're behind a wheel of a car, that's just like a weapon, hallelujah, can do mass destruction. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We pray against, glory to God, the mental illness and glory to God, the satanic voices, glory to God, some people so caught up, glory to God, in the works of evil. We plead the blood of Jesus even for the chemical imbalance that the enemy will bought. It's like he attacked, glory to God, in the womb, glory to God, against glory to God, the children, and sometimes they're coming out this with glory to God, not an arm, not a leg, or either something wrong with their eyes, something wrong with other parts of their bodies, or either they need a heart, glory to God, transplant soon as they come here, or something wrong with their liver, or glory to God, they have certain parts of their members of their bodies are not there. We know that's of the devil, the blood of Jesus. We pray against those attacks in the name of Jesus. We pray against some of the things that some people are doing that they shouldn't be doing, hallelujah, that's causing some of it too, because some of it is all of it that's evil comes from the devil, but there's some things over to God that the person that's carrying the child, if they're not smoking or on drugs or grow out as alcohol or they're doing some other kind of thing and cause some kind of other disease to come up and then it penetrates and affects the child's body or in the name of Jesus. God, that fetal, glory to God, we ask the Lord to have mercy in the midst of it. And even after they come here, we know you are a healer and a deliverer. And some, glory to God, we know, glory to God, that there is some things where all we can do is just pray and ask God to have mercy. Lord, we are praying, glory to God, for people that will love them, parents that will love them. If they don't have parents that love them, don't let them sit there and be abused and glory to God by those ones that are supposed to love them in the name of Jesus because they're ashamed of them and don't want to take care of them, that there will be some place that somebody will love on them and take care of them and nurture them and raise them because we never know what God might do through those individuals. So, God, we're just asking you, Lord, to have mercy on these children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that have these challenges in the name of Jesus. And pray for those, glory, God, every part of their mental capacity to operate and do right and do what. God, we will pray against the enemy that will manipulate their mind and cause them to do things they shouldn't be doing. In the name of Jesus, we pray that their word will penetrate their heart, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. God, you say the king heart is in your hands and you can turn it like a river. We are praying, God, as we get in our position and in place when we witness and make a glory to God, a determination with no procrastination and no hesitation to stand and be able to be that light, whether it be in the home, whether it be in the church, whether it be over to your boys and girls club, whether it be some other place over to God or just meet them on the street. God, help us to be a kind word and sometimes a witness and sometimes a revelation that you will mean a word of knowledge you might give. Others, glory to God, you might give a prophecy or glory to God, something to help steer them in the right direction, to help them, glory to God, set the course that they're supposed to meet their destiny and that the enemy won't just take their lives and cause them, glory to God, to leave here ahead of time, before that time, before they accomplish what God wants. God, I pray against those who are feeling helpless and pray suicidal and those that may be some young people that have given their life or they got caught up in this world system or somebody did something, glory to God, that was just overwhelming, glory to God, and caused them just to give up and turn away from you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus for those things that are out there trying to manipulate their minds even through gangs and through, glory to God, trying to serve satanic forces by working in witchcraft and other stuff. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we pray, glory to God, against these occults too. And even the homosexual acts and even some of the rape, glory to God, and incest that go on in some of these homes. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And some of those were people just confusing them because they might have had those tendencies and that was not their desire to be so, but somebody manipulating their mind to say, this is what you are and this is whatever and you're not going to be this and you're not going to be that. All words hurt. Ah, glory to God, they can be very destructive in the name of Jesus. That's why he said in the word, glory to God, in James about that tongue, how powerful that tongue is. It's like a little match being struck and just burn up a whole forest. How much, glory to God, that people have said things and deception and lies and hurtful things that have caused people's lives to be turned all around and caused them to make a destruction toward other people and caused people to go out and kill and do other things. And some, glory to God, have taught marriages and relationships, taught churches and everything, all businesses. Oh, that tongue is something else. Oh, no, sticks and stone to break my bones. The words I never heard. That's a lie. This was a rhyme, and it wasn't even no nursery rhyme. It was a lie from the devil in the name of Jesus because it do more damage because after a while, your bones will, glory to God, heal back up. Oh, God, and sometimes, glory to God, it may not be as well as before. Sometimes it might be even better. But when it comes to those words, hallelujah, even when a parent, glory to God, or even people, glory to God, talk to someone that was so young and kept hearing it over and over. Next thing you know, they're hearing it from a teacher, and they're hearing it from this person, hearing from that, and next thing they're hearing it on the job, and that person, glory to God, gets to a point where it's more bitter and bitter because that's all I heard. Oh, glory to God, all my life, this, that, and the other. And it takes them off in another direction in life or the course that God would have a set of miracles take place. God, help us to be watchful. Put a watch over our mouth. And you said in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And you told us, glory, when our enemy hunger, feed him. When he needs water, grow it. God, give him, I mean, when he needs water, give him water. When he needs food, grow it, I feed him. But you said, let's keep it cold upon the, you said, business is yours. But sometimes we don't build enough relationship with you in the name of you. Get strong enough in you to stand strong on your word, that we let this flesh rise up and we don't accomplish the mission to be able to pray and go over to God, turn the cheek and not in the seat that I stand and let the brains out of my head, but go over to God in a way that we don't allow the enemy, go over to God to just take us and have us flying off the handle. You said out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. We got to build ourselves up in the Lord and guard our hearts with all diligence and put that word in us and condition ourselves to do it the way God says and follow his instructions. Then we'll be, glory to God, a force to be reckoned with against the enemy, and we won't be so easily swayed and manipulated and succumb to the things of the enemy. Help us to be strong in the Lord. Help us to know we got to wear that armor on all the time. We'll tighten it up and clean it up, but we are not to be taking it off. God, help us like never before to keep looking up to the hills that's coming our help. It's so much to continue to pray for, but I pray for these prayer warriors too, God. You continue to bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, the faithful men and these women of God, in the name of Jesus, for they are anointed, for the power, for the authority that you give, for the ministry, glory to God, and for the words that will come out of their mouth from the Lord that are making life changes. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you, glory to God, for Minister Ely last night, the evangelist, bringing that word that get up, glory to God, and how she talked about the lame man and how spiritually, glory to God, we can be lame, hallelujah, as well as in the natural, glory to God. Help us, glory to God, to examine ourselves and see where we are in you. As you said in your word, examine yourself daily and see whether we're in the faith. We got to make sure, glory to God, we'll let the Holy Spirit speak to us and guide us and not override him and not deny him and not to justify why we do things. But God, help us to grow up, to mature as we grow in grace. So we pray God's blessings upon her and her family. We pray, glory to God, blessings upon each one that have spoken and spoke all year long in the name of Jesus. And the two that's coming up here, Prophetess Newman and Minister Black, God, we pray you stir them and stir up the ministry and stir up the anointing and stir up the gifts in them in the name of Jesus. But the word help them be transparent, to live a light court, and pray for their families too as well. We pray for this prayer line, God, that we continue to keep the good fight, fight the good fight of faith. Keep lifting up your name. Keep our flesh, glory to God, crucified, and you being glorified in all that we do, that we'll magnify you in the name of Jesus. No big eyes and little U's and no exaltation. Glory to God for flesh to, glory to God, be on parade, but the Spirit of the Lord to have for you reign. We give honor where honor is due, but always give the glory. Always give the glory to you, even with our leaders, all of them, but give glory to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Even our wonderful prayer class, give glory to the Lord if we honor them. Bless the Lord, even our children, our families, our loved ones, put everybody in their prospective places. God, we thank you right now as we work, pray, glory, I open our eyes the more and our ears and seek your face the more that we will hear your voice and see and glory to God and obey what you say in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you again for tonight. We're praying, glory to God, for our president. We pray for our vice president. We're praying for their ears to be open to hear spiritual wisdom, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And the ones that you raised up in these various departments all through, glory to God, the White House and all the way down to, glory to God, the mayor and the police and this, that, and the other. Oh, God, in the medical, wherever you have placed us, glory to God, as believers, help us to stand up and not be a shadow or not be, glory to God, a wall, glory to ornament, but we'll be able to stand up and lift up the name of the Lord and be wise how we go in and come out and still not take down in the name of Jesus, that we will stand up and hold up the bloodstained banner and speak when God says speak and be quiet when he says be quiet, but stand in prayer and stand, glory to God, hallelujah, with our identity in you without being ashamed. In the name of Jesus, boldly, hallelujah, standing, glory to God, hallelujah, being not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So whenever you want us to plug in, we can say and do what you want us to do. So God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you encourage the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. And those that are hurting and going through and need a healing, need deliverance, glory to God. I pray, glory to God, that you minister and move, and pray, glory, our hearts to be open, hallelujah, to not to deny you. Oh, God, we need strength and courage. Pray for Pastor Bird right now. She's not being able to come on because she's not feeling well, and Lord, bless her body, bless her mind, bless anything, glory to God, where the enemy is trying to come up and bring any distance of feeling weak and out of it. God, bless her as she lay down to rest. Hallelujah. Just called about 10 minutes prior to Robert got the service tonight, and we know that you are a healer and a deliverer. You called that prophet, and you set up for it. For such a time as this, and the enemy is not going to be fighting her to try to distract her so she can stay focused on whatever else you want to say through her or have said through her and things yet to come. God, that you bless. Hallelujah. Pray glory to God for all of us, that we'll keep ourselves prayed up. And glory to God as we pray for others. Make sure that we do like Jesus. Come aside, hallelujah, and just view it, and hallelujah, and the Lord, that we'll be that time like he was him and the Father, so we can become one more and more with him, and so we can become one more and more with each other, so we'll be on one accord in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for our elders. We pray for Mother Ellie's. We pray for Mother Kent, Mother Freeman. Touch their bodies now. Pray, glory to God, Mother Kaday, and others, glory to God, that we know that are saved, and they're elders, and they're up in age, but they're still holding up the word, holding up God's word, and standing in it. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for them. And now we pray, glory to God, even for our households, and blood of Jesus against everything that's not like God now, in the name of Jesus, that try to come up against us. And we thank you tonight. We bless you for these your people as you continue to move on their behalf. Now we bind you up, Satan, all your little cords. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely devil, oh, glory, we cancel your assignment, send you back to the dry place in which you came. And we call back our peace, our joy, our strength, our courage, obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, a hunger for his word, and obeying it in the name of Jesus. Pray for financial blessings, spiritual blessing, as well as debt cancellation. Help us to get rich in your word and seeking you first in the kingdom of God. And everything else that we need will be added. Stop trying to get ahead of you. You gave a promise that was to be led by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And even when things get low and things look like they're turning under, God, help us to learn to trust you when we can't trace you and believe, glory, you done brought us through this, you done brought us through that, and you're not going to fail us now because you're not a God that you should lie. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. And praise his holy name. We thank you, Jesus. And glory to God, we bind up any transferring spirits right now in Jesus' name. And we pray, God, thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're praying, Lord, we got for tonight, Mother Alexander. Praise God, Mother Willette. Praise Mother McCormick. Trying to see if that was, Evangelist Ely, then we'll put her third and then go back. Praise the Lord. So it'll be Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, Evangelist Ely, Mother McCormick, and I'm trying to see if, praise God, we'll leave it like that and see if anybody, know some other people on, but just some of the prayer warriors. We bless the Lord in that order. Oh, Lord, what happened right here? Jesus, they even jumped off the screen. Bless the Lord. Okay, we open the lines now. All righty, praise the Lord, Mother.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise
you. Said in your word, Lord Jesus, that you never leave us, not forsake us. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read something from the book of Samuel 22. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning and sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life. We give you glory, hallelujah. We give you praise, hallelujah, for you've been so good to us, Lord. So good, Lord God. Lord, I pray for my fatherless sons, Lord God, and not just mine alone, but all fatherless sons, Lord God. We bring them all before you, Lord, and ask you to continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Oh, God, bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Grant them favor in the workplace, Lord God. Wherever they are, Lord God, keep a hedge around them. Lord, we know that your word said, if we pray, So, Lord, we know that prayer is the key for all things, no matter what it looks like. If we stand and pray, Lord God, stand faithful, Lord God, your word never fail, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we so thankful to you, Lord God, for keeping our sons and daughters safe, Heavenly Father. We pray for our grands and great-grands, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord God, that they will stand, Lord God, regardless what goes on. Stand in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are the only way for them, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping a hedge around these grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for continue to blessing them, Lord God, because we know it's only you keep them, Heavenly Father. No one else can do what you can do, Heavenly Father. Lord, you said in the word, cast all our cares on you, and your promises is what we're standing on, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We just cannot thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy, Lord God. And Lord, we pray for the sick today, Lord God. Continue to pray day and night. We continue to pray for our families, Lord God. Because you see it all, Heavenly Father. But we know that your word tells us, Lord God, that you never leave us, Lord God. We know that your word tells us, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace, no matter what come against you. Stand faithful in the name of the Lord. Give him the praise. Give him the glory, because he's been good to us all in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping an edge around these sisters, Lord, that are going through situation, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to stand strong, Lord God. And we binding up that foul spirit of disease, of cancer that come against them. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord, your word tell us, Lord God, that you heal us, Father God, if we believe and stand faithful, Lord God, knowing that this foul spirit that come to destroy the body has no dominion in the body. It has no authority. Oh, God, have mercy on our sisters, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord God. We bind that foul spirit up that come to rob them of their life, Lord God, because we know that your promises tell us, Lord, that by your stripes, we are healed, Heavenly Father. And we know you is a healer, Heavenly Father. I know you heal, Lord God. And I know you is a deliverer, Lord God. There is no sickness that you cannot heal, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, cast all the cares on you, Lord God. And Lord, we come boldly to the throne of grace, casting every cares on you, Heavenly Father, because we know you is a God that answers our prayers. And we know you said in your word, Lord God, come boldly to the throne of grace. Your promises is real, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful, Lord God. Help us to be bold soldiers in standing on your promises, because your promises is real, Heavenly Father. You make no mistakes, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for grace and mercy in our lives, Lord God. Thank you for how you keep us, Heavenly Father, because only you keep us, Heavenly Father. No other way but your way, Lord. You keep us through the storm, no matter how deep it is. And we're standing on your promises. You keep us, Lord God. So, Lord, we just want to thank you today, Lord God. We just want to give you all the glory and all the praise today, Lord God. Because without you, Heavenly Father, we are nothing. We are nothing without you, Lord God. We couldn't even wake ourselves up in the morning if you didn't wake us up, Father God. So in the name of Jesus, I give you glory, I give you praise, and I give you all the honor, Heavenly Father, because you've been mighty good to us, Lord God. Thank you for being so good to us all, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for my sister Lynn, Lord God. Oh, God, help her to stand. Help her to stand regardless what she see coming. Stand faithful in your word, Lord God, knowing that you can take care of everything, Lord, if she just put her faith and trust in you. I know you can, Heavenly Father, because your word don't fail. Your word never fails us if we stand faithful, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus I claim victory for her, Lord God. I claim victory for her, Lord God. Help her to don't be so fearful, Lord God, but stand faithful. Stand faithful, knowing that your promises is real. And these things I ask of you, Father God. In Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to strengthen our Lord. Continue to keep our going, Lord God. Bind up anything that is not of you that come against us. We bind it up. and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Father, your word tells us, Lord God, that by your stripes we're healed, Lord God. No matter what come against it, Lord God, the power of prayer can cancel it in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you for giving us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand faithful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord God. I pray, our Father God, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto thee, O Lord God. Hallelujah. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Heavenly Father, let me first of all say I thank you for being the true and living God. Hallelujah. The El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shammah, the God who's always present. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, because you love us, you are for us, hallelujah, and you're working things out for our good. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you for your new mercies. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah. And I like what Sister Alexander say, for a good, sound mind and a healthy body each day in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for the prayers that have already been rendered up unto thee with thanksgiving, Father God. And we're trusting, hallelujah, that you've heard every petition, every request, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's no good thing that you withhold from them that walk upright. We're trusting, Lord God, for the intercessory prayers that we pray, that God, you turn situations around. You heard the request, Lord God. All those names that Minister Pastor BJ lifted up, and Lord God, remembering Prophet Bird at this time, Lord God, we're praying that the prayers, hallelujah, Lord God, that ascend up unto thee, and that you release a speedy, hallelujah, deliverance, healing, whatever is standing in need, the people stand in need of, we pray as the prayers go up, Lord God, that your response is immediate in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for those that Sister Alexander's already prayed for. We touch and agree with her and the prayers, Lord God, she's lifted up for those, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. And, Father God, we just thank you right now. We pray to you in that name that's like no other name. There's no other name, hallelujah, whereby men should be saved. Glory be to God. His name is Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you yet sit at the right hand of Father, making intercession for us, touching and agreeing as we pray. You said in Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind here on earth, you abide it in heaven. Glory be to God. What we loose here on earth, you are loosed in heaven. So we thank you, Lord God, and we pronounce and declare and decree, Lord God, that those that are suffering in their body with some pain or some illness or some disease, we pray, Father, that they are the healed at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, based on Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, glory be to God, Psalms 30 and verse 2, hallelujah, glory be to God, Psalms 107 and verse 20, you sent your word, send it, yes, God, and heal, set free, save, and deliver in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, for the sick and shut in. I pray, Father God, that you would give liberty and freedom from those, Lord God, that are in pain, that are hurting, that, Lord God, need a special supernatural miracle working deliverance right now in Christ Jesus' name. And Father, you know about those that, Lord God, are in pain from wounds from times in the past and wounds from, Lord God, bereavement of losing those loved ones. We pray, Father, that you be, as the songwriter say, be our strength. You are our strength, strength like no other. Reach, hallelujah, glory be to God, to those that need your special touch. Thank you for your presence, and I pray for your presence because your presence makes the difference in all of our lives. Thank you, Father God, hallelujah, that you're yet on the throne. For you are, hallelujah, the I am that I am. You're yet the same yesterday, today, and forever, hallelujah. And you, Lord God, see everything. Nothing has taken you by surprise. And you're still working things out. Yes, it seems like there's a whole lot of ruckus going on, but God, hallelujah, nothing is distracting you because you see. And Lord God, you're just waiting on that person, just like Hebrews 11th chapter talked about the examples of those who had faith and how the faith of those, Lord God, moved you to compassion to do something about their situation. And you're yet today, even in 2023, you're yet moved by our faith. Hallelujah. If thou canst believe, as Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible. We just have to come believing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you want us to begin to say something. You said in Mark 11, praise God, 22, Jesus, you spoke and said, have faith in God. If we have faith in you, then we can say to the mountain, uproot yourself and be cast in the sea, and not doubt or waver in our heart. That mountain has to move, glory be to God. That situation has to change. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatsoever we pray, believing that we receive, we have it. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And therefore, we can give you glory, honor, and praise for it in advance in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon people everywhere. And Father, we ask you to search our hearts. If we have something in our hearts, a bitterness, Lord God, unforgiveness, Lord God, a grumblings, and forgive us for grumblings and complainings, Lord God. Help us to, when we think, if the enemy try to bring a thought of grumbling or complaining, let's begin to say, God, I say hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to praise you. I thank you. I worship you. I bless. Hallelujah. I'd rather bless than curse. I'd rather, Lord God, uplift. Hallelujah. Instead of bring people down in Jesus' name. Help us to, Lord God, through the power of your Holy Spirit, speak words that's going to bring about healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. Father God, have mercy. Have mercy this evening. Have mercy, Lord God. We know we live in a world where people are seeing that they've just taken things in their own hand, but you're still God. And I pray, Father God, for the born-again believers all over the world. I pray for the body of Christ, those in positions of leadership. It's high time that we rise up and shine like the stars, hallelujah, that we are, hallelujah, the light, hallelujah, in this world, and that people come out of darkness because of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ that shineth in your people in Jesus' name. Help us not to be hypocrites, Father God. It's no time to be hypocrites because you're coming back, Jesus. And you're coming back, the scripture teach, for a church, a body of Christ, without spot or wrinkle. Glory be to God. We can't be holding one thing in our heart that's not like you. We can't be straddling the fence. We got to make up in our mind, God, I surrender to you. I lay aside every weight that so easily beset me. I cast out everything that's not like you, and I command it to be bound in Christ Jesus' name until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus come back, you settle the account, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, you deal with our enemies. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We don't have to take vengeance in our own hand because you're in charge of vengeance. Glory be to God. Have mercy this evening, Heavenly Father. We pray for those that have mistreated us, Lord God, and spoken bad and negative toward us, Father God. And we lift them up to you and pray that they have a mind to come to Jesus before the sun goes down in Jesus' name. We pray for, Lord God, for mercy. We pray for the leadership, Lord God, all over the world, our president, our vice president, those in the Senate, the Congress, the House of Representatives, those legislators that are making laws. We pray that good laws are created and made, Lord God, and help us, oh, Father God. I've been slack, Father God. I confess I've procrastinated, and I need to get in charge of these representatives and say, hey, stop doing this or help make this situation better. And here's the suggestion. As the Holy Spirit give us suggestions, help us not to hold on to it. And I'm talking to myself, Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Help me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the word. Hallelujah. You always give us your word. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word. Your word is quick and powerful, as sharper than any two-edged sword. The last time I checked, your word is going to stand. When nothing, when heaven and earth pass away, your word is still going to stand. So it's a good investment to invest in your word. And hold on. Hide thy word in my heart that I sin not against thee, and let your word dwell in me richly. In Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, what try to come against us? We cancel those secret plans and assignments and plots and schemes that the enemy has. We render them null and void. We can say that because you said, whatever we ask, hallelujah, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. Glory be to God. You said, whatsoever we ask the Father in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that need special, Lord God, attention from you this evening. The paraplegics, Lord God, those that can't do for themselves. We pray for the caretakers. We pray for those in positions, Lord God, of authority in Christ Jesus. And we pray that they will seek wise counsel. We pray for the prophets of God, the apostles, Lord God. Lord God, your servants that you speak to in their ear, hallelujah, and that they'll speak to the nations, Lord God. I know you have assigned people, Lord God, to say words to get someone's attention. You may have a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, Lord God, to deposit in your servant's ears to speak to a person to get that person to turn to you. In Jesus' name, Lord God, you know about all those that have not yet heard the word of God. And sometimes it is to our shame, because if we've not shared the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with that person, Lord God, and we had the opportunity to forgive us for missing out on that opportunity. Help us, Holy Spirit, refresh us and remind us the Lord is speaking. Now you speak to that person and give them a word of knowledge. If you speak, Lord God, help us to be brave enough to hear, and the Holy Ghost will give you that boldness in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God, for liberty and freedom from sin, from sickness, from diseases, from these strongholds and addictions, and we take authority and do what you say and pull them down in Christ Jesus. We bind up the wickedness and evil of the dark one in Christ Jesus' name, and we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said he that believeth, hallelujah, not only will he be saved, but his whole household will be saved. And Father, we trust you, we believe you, because we got loved ones that need to come out of darkness, even today. They need to realize that the devil has deceived them and made them think that they are trapped in a situation and there's no escape. But as long as Jesus is on the throne, and he is, glory be to God, there is a way of escape. It's just coming to him, glory be to God, and allowing him, Jesus, hallelujah, to be the rescuer of their souls. Hallelujah, and give them the deliverance that they stand in need of in Christ. We pray for our families, our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, Lord God, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We pray for the school teachers, Lord God, the health care providers. We pray for the people, Lord God, who are first responders in Christ Jesus' name. So much going on, but God help us, Lord God. We all need your help on today. Thank you, Lord God. We pray, oh, Father God, for divine deliverance and healing of sugar diabetes, high blood pressure. We say no more, hallelujah, aneurysms, no more heart attacks, no more strokes in Christ Jesus. We speak against, Lord God, cancer growth in Christ Jesus. And we pray yet still, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that cancer is a thing of the past. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, against this meanness and hatred and envy and all of this, Lord God, foolishness that's going on in the land. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we bind up the demon of, Lord God, rebellion, the demon of disobedience, and the demon of rebellion in Christ Jesus' name. Deliver us, Father God. Help us, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to speak words to encourage people to speak better. Let us, hallelujah, as we begin to speak better, it's going to help somebody else to learn how to speak better in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we just love you this evening. We thank you. We praise you. We pray, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you remember every situation that people are facing that's on this line, not just on this line. You know about our churches, Lord God, and how it looks like fewer and fewer people are showing up, assembling themselves. And you said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves as we meet to meet with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It's not just getting together and just chit-chat, Lord God, but we come to meet with you, to hear what you have to say, and to worship you and to give you the glory that only you are due. And if you created the church, you created it for a purpose so that we can have a place to come to meet with you. Glory be to God. We love you, Lord God. We bless you and we praise you. We ask you to have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for all of our sins. Blot out our transgressions. And, Father God, we need your Holy Spirit. As David prayed the prayer in Psalms 51, take not the Holy Spirit from us. We need your Holy Spirit because we need your help, even to help us to pray in Jesus' name. And, Father, I invite your Holy Spirit to intercede on our behalf, especially for those things that we should have prayed about, and we may not have mentioned them tonight, but we pray that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede on our behalf in Jesus' name. We pray that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of evil, the works of witchcraft, the works of, Lord God, wickedness everywhere in Christ Jesus. We pull down this darkness in Christ Jesus' name by the authority of the living God. We pray, Father God, for divine healing of those respiratory issues, the flus and the COVID issues, Lord God. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray for, Lord God, good sound minds, Lord God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come against the oppressive and, Lord God, the depression in Christ Jesus, Lord God, these mind disorders. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind them up in Christ Jesus' name because they're not of you, Father God. And we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for the spirit of gladness, the spirit of the oil of joy. Hallelujah, Lord God. In this season, Lord God, of celebrating the birth of Christ, we pray that, Lord God, the oil of joy, Lord God, would just bubble up on the inside of people and they would be able to enjoy, Lord God, this blessed season that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to smile and to give a reason of hope for others, Lord God, where they think, Lord God, some people look like they lose loved ones during the holiday time, and the holiday don't seem the same. But as long as you're on the throne, there's a reason to hope. There's a reason to smile. There's a reason to say, Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you. I bless you. I pray for people as they get together. Keep them all safe. We pray your warring angels to encamp about your people, Lord God. Be with us as we lay down and sleep, and, Lord God, as we travel here and there, Lord God, and take these trips, we pray that you will be with your people, Lord God, as they travel from one destination to the other in Christ Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord God, to be with those who may have just recently had surgeries or those who may be scheduled for surgery. We pray, Father God, that the doctors will treat them as though they are royalty, especially when they belong to you. We pray for safety. We pray that the doctors will focus on what they're doing and not be distracted by the things of the world and cause them to misdiagnose or miss, Lord God, treating someone well when they come to see them, because people come to the doctors because they need help in Jesus' name. And thank you that you are our chief physician, Lord God, the one that's able to fix every situation when the doctors scratch their heads and they, Lord God, say that we've done all we can do. You are not the doctor, and you are above every physician that has ever lived on planet Earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I pray for these dear, wonderful people, Lord God, that come together, Lord God, praying for Minister BJ, Lord God, continue to meet her needs according to your riches and glory. You know what she stands in need of. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have, Lord God, a great soldier standing on the wall, continuing to open up this line so that people can come and intercede for others. We pray for people all over the world. We lift up, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, those that are destitute, poverty-stricken, those that are homeless, Lord God. Help us to do what we can to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. We love you this evening. We bless you this evening. We praise you this evening, and we worship you. Bless my brother, Brother Black, and my sisters, Lord God, the pastors, the apostles, the prophets in Christ Jesus, every person, even those that don't even say anything, meet that need according to your riches and glory. We love you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. We worship you, and we bless you. We praise you. Remember, Sister Rachel, Lord God, meet her needs in Christ Jesus. Special, special prayers for her and special prayers for Laura in Christ Jesus' name. I'm not lifting up everybody's name, but they've been on my heart, and I pray for them in Christ Jesus. Father, you know what they're going through, but we pray, God, that you'll bring them through it and meet all of their needs according to your riches and glory. We love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you in the mighty and holy name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm not sure when I said Carmelita, a minister, Carmelita, forgot she's probably listening. She's just on duty tonight. I forgot about that. Praise God. So she probably won't be able to pray. So, Mother McCormick, at this time, you go ahead.
And all right. Have, praise the Lord.
Then we have Mother, Pastor Sims, and I'll see if this, if Sister Rachel is on, and I don't know if her and her mother are going to be on the same line tonight. If not, then it'll just be Rachel then. Well, all right, at this time, go ahead, Mother McCormick.
All right. Father God, we just come, Lord, just as almost as we know how tonight. If I would just sing a song tonight, I would like to sing, Let Jesus Fix It For You. I thank God for that song. And I just want to sing just a little bit of it. Let Jesus fix it for you, for you. And he knows just what to do whenever you pray. Just let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it for you. I just had that little song in my ringing in my heart. I just wanted to sing a little bit. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you this afternoon. I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray for Pastor Hubbard on tonight and each and every one of the prayer warriors, and ask a special prayer for Prophet on tonight, that God will continue to strengthen her and take her through in all the things that she might be going through on tonight. And each and every one of the prayer warriors, not just on the line, but all over the land, everywhere. God, I ask you, Lord God, to forgive me, Lord God, and for every sin and fault that I might have said or done. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch mankind everywhere, Lord God. Like our sister just said, Lord God, as I touch and agree with my sister, have just already prayed, and both for all three of them. I pray, Lord God, that you will look on us on tonight, Lord God, because there's so many things are going on in this world, but just like she already said, God knows it all. He knows every problem. He knows every situation that we are going through. But we realize what his word said. We lift our eyes unto the hills from which coming our help. We know that all our help comes from him on tonight. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking me up this morning, God, starting me on a brand-new day I never seen before. Thank you, Lord God, for making that way, God, ways that I can't explain, ways that I don't know how to come out at time, and how you'll bring me out situation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the food on my table and the clothes on my back. And thank you, Lord God, for being able to open up my eyes and seeing another beautiful day, Lord God, the sun shining and how even the wind would blow. And just thank God for those things. You know, seems like sometimes we overlook them, but those are some of the good things, the things to look at that as we look at the creation of the world, where God has already done so many different things for us and let us know that he which above all that we shall prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, and letting us know that he loves us in spite of all the things and situations that we are going through. He cares about us, and he tells us in the word to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father God. I thank you for those that don't have that clean water tonight, Lord God, those that don't have the water to drink or be able to cook and to bathe with, God. Oh, Father, I pray for this situation and different things that's going on. I pray for the things that have happened over here in near where I live at Tennessee on yesterday, where they had a tornado, and over here in High Point where I live at, there was so much rain, and I just thank God for how he protect us, you know, how he protect us. And even though that those people in Tennessee had, you know, their homes and lost all the materialistic things, but thank God that somebody, you know, some of them they didn't lose their lives. And I just pray that God, I know God will make a way that they can get those materialistic things back, but you know, you can never get your life back. So I pray, Lord God, for that town there in Tennessee, God. I ask you, Lord God, to look on them all, God, because when we go, there's so many different things have been going on in the world today. And even, Lord God, as we travel up and down the highway, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for people that stands outside the road and how they're needing things, how they're needing help, how they are looking for help, Lord God. And just like Sister Carmelina, how she teached last night about the lame man, and you know, it made me think about how people were standing inside the road, you know, and they want, you know, got their hands out and they want something. But just like, you know, it said Peter and John, how they went to him and said, Silver, go have a number, such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus, to rise up. And so I just thank God that when we run into people, that we can speak to them, we can talk to them, and if God give us a word to tell them, we can encourage them and let them know that God is able to deliver them and to help them and to let them know that God is able to make a way for when they can't even see their way, when they don't know how the way going to be made. God is able to lift them up and bring them out of that problem and that situation that they might be going through. So, God, I just thank you, Lord God, because not always knew some of the things that I know now, but because of his word, that he has sent his word, that the Bible said they will learn him and never come into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, I thank you for your word, that you let us know that as we get into that word and let that word abide in us and we abide in the word, that we'll be able to stand and be able to help somebody, to let them know that God, if God brought me out, he'll bring you out of the situation too. So I just thank God tonight, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus Christ, that for him coming in this world. Oh, God, he didn't come not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world, we all could be saved on tonight. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for your son, Jesus Christ. I realize that the word of God tell us, God, in Isaiah 40 and 31, you know, as we go through life's journey, if we could just hold on, because he said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, but they shall walk and not faint. So if we could just hold on, if we could just hold on a little while longer, if we could just hold on and just keep trusting God, knowing God is the only one, according to his word, he's the only one that can help us. And I pray, Lord God, for the world. I pray for our young people. I pray for those that's in hospitals and those that's in the nursing home, Lord God. I pray that you, God, would touch that man in the nursing home that's been laying in the bed for a long time, that woman, that girl, that boy that's been lying there for a long time. I pray, God, that you will breathe on them and let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you are right there beside them, even though they may be in a lot of pain. They may be going through some situation in their life. But we know, God, that you said by your stripes that we are healed. We're not people trying to get healed. We're already healed because we are healed 2,000 years ago. You already done it for us. You said it's a done deal. It's already finished. You said it was already finished 2,000 years ago. So help us, Lord God, to have that faith and believe in you, God, knowing that the word of God said now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So help us, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight. Help us to always remember, God, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us to the very end. And so, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for that person that don't have the mindset to do right. We ask you to touch the mind on tonight, Lord. Revelate that mind tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That mind that sometimes might feel like that nobody cares about it. That mind that feel like somebody don't want to help them or don't want to be there with them or just don't want to take them. Take them places, whatever situation might be doing what be coming in the mind, because the enemy tries to, he put these things in people's mind at times, and we have to realize that the word of God said those thoughts is going to come, but the word of God said cast down those imaginations. When those things come in our mind, we have to learn how to cast down the imagination, and then you look at the situation of the filler man, they don't know how to do that stuff, but they have to learn how to trust you. They have to learn how to come to you. They have to learn how to come and repent of all their sins and give their life over to you and let you save them, let you change their mind, because you can change them. You can change that mind. And so, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will realize, Heavenly Father, the answer is in you. It's in you on tonight. Hallelujah. It's in you on tonight. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because you said in John 6:37, you said all that the Father give me shall come to me, and in him come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. He won't cast us out. He'll be there for us in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the president of the United States. I pray for Vice President. I pray, Lord God, for the law enforcement. I pray for the doctors, the nurses. I pray, Lord God, for the police force, Lord God, for the firemen. I pray, Lord God, for the paramedics. I ask you to look on them all tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for the minister of the gospel, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for all the fivefold members. I pray for them all, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the body of Christ as a whole, that we will love one another. We will come together in unity, that we will be able to stand together and be able to help one another in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind up every foul demon, everything that's not like you, that tries to come and try to call confusion in people's lives. We bind that spirit up right now because you gave that authority to us that we can bind that devil up, and that we can walk in faith. We can walk and we can look to you. We can call on your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you because it's all about you on tonight. I want to thank you, Lord God, for healing your people, Lord, healing that person with that blood pressure, healing that person with that kidney problem, Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for healing that person with arthritis. I want to most of all thank you for healing my daughter, Lord God, for the kitten, bringing her a kitten, Lord God. I thank you for that, Lord. Even though the things went through where someone had lost their life, but God, I pray for that family, Lord God. But I thank you for her having a kitten on tonight. I pray, Lord, for other ones that desire to have a kid, Lord God. I pray for all those people that goes to the dialysis machine, Lord God, that bees on the machine 3 times a week, Lord God, that desire to have a kid, Lord God, that's sick in their body, Lord God, those that have arthritis in their bodies, in their legs, in their limbs tonight. God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Those that have gout in their foot on tonight, in their feet, Lord God, those that have heart problems, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Those that might be going through a flu, through the night, Lord God, that might be having a bad cough on the night. They can't go, that's coughing all the time, feel like they can't go through, just got a dry cough all the time. They feel like they can't even do things like they desire to do because they coughing when they go places, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray for that person that have an allergy problem, that have allergy in their body, Lord God. I ask you to look on those that may be going through a problem with their lungs or liver, Lord God. Touch right now in that breathing problem, that have respiration a problem, Lord God. Oh, God, we know, God, that they have eye problems on tonight, Lord. God, we pray for those that have cancer on tonight. We curse every one of these diseases right now in the name of Jesus. We curse it to the very core, to the very root right now in the name of Jesus, because we know there ain't nothing too hard that you can't do, Lord God. So we put it all in your hands on tonight, Lord God, and we just give it to you, Lord God, because you said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And we know we're living in a time of need though tonight, Lord God. We need you like never before, God. And the word of God tells us to ask. He said we have not because we ask not. So we ask you right now to move on your people right now. Breathe on them right now, Lord God. Give them what they desire to have, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because Satan, you is a liar. You have no authority over the women and men of God on tonight. You have no authority over us. We are child of the Most High in the name of Jesus. We can walk this journey. We will make it in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, because you sent your word to heal them and deliver us from our destruction. You sent your word, Lord God, and we shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you, God, because you're good to us, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I pray, Lord, for that sinner man. I pray for that sinner man that don't know that he's supposed to be with a woman and he with a man. I ask you, Lord God, to touch on these lesbian people right now, Lord, for those that's going through that think they got to be with a man and be with those that think they got to be with women and be with women. God, I bind that spirit up, that unclean spirit up, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will deliver these people out of this situation. You will change their mind and let them know, God, that God said, He sent Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people will understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We pray for all the babies everywhere, Lord God. We ask you to look on all the babies. We ask you to look down on Pastor Hubbard, a great grand, Lord God. We pray for her, God, that you'll keep her, Lord God, as a little things that she's going through in her skin. We ask you, Lord God, to continue to clear it. And we know you will, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We pray for all the babies, Lord God. We pray for my great-grand. We ask you to look on him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And look on all my grandchildren, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All my great-grand, God, look on them and keep them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We appreciate you. And we pray that you'll continue to bless your people all over the land, everywhere. Help us to continue to hold up our head. Help us to keep our head lifted up. Help us, Lord God, to walk by faith and not by sight. And always remember, God, that you said in your word, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And that's enough to stand on right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day that you've allowed us to live in. And I thank you for all of the prayer warriors that have come before me and those that will come after me. And we thank you for the head of this prayer line who allows us a chance to come on and lift up your holy name that others might be a witness and they'll hear the testimonies and think, well, this might be something I'd like to try. And he invites us to try. So I give God the praise for everybody that's on this line, the ones that were on, the ones that desired to be on and could be on, the ones that are here, Lord. And I just thank and praise you. I give you honor and glory because you are mighty and a strong God, Lord Jesus. There's nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you do. And I come to lift you up tonight, Lord God, along with my brothers, my brother, and my sisters on this land. And you said in your word, if you be lifted up, you would draw all men. And the word of God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess before the end of this world that Jesus Christ is Lord. We give you honor and glory, Father, for your mighty works. And you said that you will show us things. You will reveal things unto us, your children. You will let us know some things that we couldn't. In our mind, we can't even fathom. We don't know what to do, how to do. But you know all things. And we thank you for showing us, giving us wisdom, discernment, Lord, and teaching us how to live an obedient life before you, to walk up, Lord, before you in holiness and righteousness. Father, we pray for those abused children and adults. But the abused children are so much more vulnerable. They don't know, and they're being threatened, and they're being just taken down to, you're nothing, you're my property, and all of that. Father, expose them. Shine the light on all this dirtiness and low-downness and this evilness in the world today, Father, that somebody would see it and would reach out to give aid, Lord. We pray for the homeless people all over the land and country. Some of them want to be homeless, and some of them are homeless because they don't have any choice. Whatever the reason is, Lord God, we ask that you bring it to the awareness that there's a place for you. I know they're building tiny houses all over Colombia for the homeless people to live in, and I think it's nationwide. But, Father, everybody should have a place, a special place that they could go and lay their head. And, Father, lift up your name because you're mighty God. And you don't have no respect to a person. You love everybody. And the Bible says so, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And that is so awesome. Love rules the world. Love is what governs the world. Love is what should rule our hearts. And if you don't know how to love, ask him, and he'll help you. He'll show you just how to love like he does. He teaches us in his word to imitate him. Hallelujah. To imitate him. Lord, it's so much that we miss, that we need to see in the word. We miss it. But without love, if you don't love God, you can't love other people. And God said, we need to love ourselves. We not be lovers of ourselves in a bad way, but in a good way. I love you, Lord, and I love myself because you love me. You made me. And you put me here for a purpose. And so, Lord Jesus, we just give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you because you're a mighty God. There's none, nobody like you. Nobody can do the things that you can do. And I lift you up, Father. If you just continue to walk closely with us, give us your wisdom and help us to know that you are God and besides you there is none other. And what you say is the truth. Your word will not fail. We have to learn to hold on. Like Sister Alexander always tell us, and some of the other warriors who say the same thing, just believe, have faith, and know that his word is true, and he'll do what he said. And Lord, in closing, I thank you for mercy. I thank you for grace, Father. I thank you, Lord, for keeping power. I thank you for holding power. And Lord God, I ask that you bless mankind everywhere, whatever position, whatever job, whatever they're doing, Lord, let them do it to your glory and your praise, Father. Well, if it's that one that picks up garbage or sweeps the streets or whatever it is, that they do their work to your glory. And, Father, please bless us and heal this world. Heal this world of all of the evil and all of the diseases and all of the bad things that they just sit down and they'll bring them, the devil will bring them into their mind and they'll take them and try to use them. They're hacking this and they're breaking into this and they're doing all sorts of things. But Father, you know all about it. And we ask that you come, Father, in the power of the Holy Ghost and rid the world of some of these things that we just don't need here. And Father, we thank you. We honor you. We give you glory and we give you praise as we honor you and we say amen, amen, and amen. In Jesus' name, we do pray and lift your name on high. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Sister Rachel? I mean, Laura?
I'm here. Father, I thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Lord. Thank you for allowing me another chance to come before the throne of grace, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I love you, Father. Father, you are Lord of Lords and you're King of Kings. You're Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, Father. Father, there's nothing too hard for you, O God. Father, I ask, Lord God, that you grant every petition that's before you, Lord God, that the prayer warriors have before you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised, God.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy upon us all, God. Thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for the moon, the stars, Lord God, the clouds, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for the sun, Lord God. Thank you for clean water, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for clean food, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord. Lord, I lift everybody's being abused up to you, Father God. Lord, there's so many little children being abused, Lord. Father, deliver them, oh God. Lord God, and save the one that's doing the harm to these little children, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God. Lord, look on the mothers on tonight, oh God. Help them to be mothers, Lord God. Help them to teach their children about you, Jesus. Lord God, there's so many young parents, Lord God, that don't know how to be parents, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, to shower your Holy Spirit upon them, Lord God. Show them, Lord God, what to do and what not to do, God. Father God, look on the people that are in the nursing homes, oh God. Lord God, I know you're able to come back up, oh God. Father, there's people that have been put in the nursing home that should not even be in there, oh God. Lord God, they just their families just throw them in there and don't never come to see them, God. But Lord, heal their heart, oh God. Heal their hurt, Lord God. Put joy deep down within them, Lord. Lord, I know, Lord God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Father. And, Father, I cast all my cares upon you. All past, present, future hurts, I lay it at your feet. All sickness and disease, I lay it at your feet, Father. Father God, I bind drowning, stabbing, breaking and entering, bank robberies, Lord God. Home invasions, Lord God. Lord God, I bind gay and lesbian spirits, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, look on Israel, Lord God. Deliver them, oh God. They're your people, oh God. And, Lord God, look on Ukraine, too, Lord God. Father, I lift the president up to you, Father. Help him to make the right decisions, Lord God. When he seeks counsel, oh God, help him to seek godly counsel, oh God. Lord God, look on the judges, Lord God. Lord God, you're the only just judge, Lord God. And, Lord God, help them, Lord God, to make the right decisions, Lord God. Look on the lawyers, Lord. Look on the army, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you. I praise you. I give your name the glory and the honor, Lord God. Lord God, look on my mama, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. Put joy deep down in her soul, oh God. Lord God, I thank you for making her happy, Lord God. For the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord God. And no weapon formed against her shall prosper, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. I lift my Aunt Sarah up to you, Father. Lord God, I ask you to go up ahead of her before her, Lord God. Guide the surgeon hands, God. Anesthesiologist. The technician that's going to be in there, God. The nurses that's going to have part in her care, God. Lord God, I thank you for taking her in and bringing her out, God. And a speedy recovery in the mighty name of Jesus. Not just her, God, but everybody that's having surgery, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, Lord. And Father, I lift my daddy up to you, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Remove the loneliness, oh God. Lord, heal his body, God. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God. Deliver him off in dialysis, oh God. I thank you. I praise you, God. I give your name the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You thank you, because I was just thinking about Rachel, too, to have her to pray, but her phone dropped off the line again, so we just pray if there's anything going on with that, or not, unless she had some other thing to take care of, that you continue to bless and cover and encourage her. And I pray, God, anything that needs to be restored, be restored. Thank God for her daughter praying for her. Thank God for all the prayer warriors. God, we pray right now, glory to God, and continue to bless Pastor. I don't know what that noise is. Pray for Pastor Burton Legg. We thank you, Lord God, for that knee. Thank you that it is doing wonderfully well and that she don't have no setbacks of getting stiff, that she continue to move and function with it in Jesus' name. We bless you tonight, God, for Sister Carolyn, been on my heart, and they got away from me again. God, I'm believing for the couple of times that you've had her come across my heart. I pray that whatever that is, she's supposed to have some kind of procedure done with her throat. Glory to God, and esophagus, that you would bless and touch and heal and deliver, that it won't be no complication, there won't be no cancer, nothing else, and bind up anything that the enemy trying to bring against her body in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, speaking life, health, and wholeness to her in Jesus' name. Strengthen her, even touch her knees, God, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, even though she can't get that knee replacement right now, we're praying that you restore and, God, touch her body so she can continue to bless her mom, Mother Freeman, that, God, as she's taking care of her now in the name of Jesus at 97, going on 98, God, glory to God, we come against that dementia that's trying to come against her mind. We pray that her mind be regulated too as well. We pray continued blessing, peace, and harmony, and every need being met, and glory to God, keep her house covered under the covered, glory to God, with angels about it, glory to God, while she's now, glory to God, down with her daughter, God, that everything, glory to God, works out well on everybody's behalf. In the name of Jesus, give Carolyn the strength that she needs, God, to take care of, glory to God, her mom, that she's been released from her job, now retired, and trying to, glory to God, do what God has led her to do. We pray you continue to move miraculous. We know you know all things about all of our bodies, and we just got to believe you, God, to take us through it, bring us, glory to God, to that place that we continue to glorify and magnify you and still be on our assignment, because as we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, everything else going to be added, everything else will be taken care of. So we just bless you tonight. Pray for Sister Johnny, may God, and you continue to bless her throat when the enemy try to attack, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and stop bothering her and agitating her sinuses. Whatever it is, glory to God, and praying that the doctors do their thoroughness and not just say, take this particular little sinus medicine, that's it. But if there's something else going on, we know you're the healer, you know all things, but you use the doctor. So if she needs to get back, glory to God, and have them to check her again, so be it. But we believe in that she continues to press pursuit. She's not allowing it to stop her in Jesus' name. So we just pray for all of our families, even through this holiday time, that God, whatever the need is, God, is being supplied, because you promised that in your word. But we are praying for some heart's desires to be, glory to God, fulfilled as we delight in you and put you first. And glory to God, those things will come in their time. And God, some might be immediately, some may be later. But nevertheless, we put our trust and faith in you. And all good and perfect gifts from you come from you. And you say, where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. We want our treasure to be, glory to God, found in you and the heavenly things. And so we know the other things going to be manifest in the natural. And you said you hadn't forgotten our labor of love. So we just bless you and help us to think about more others. Glory to God, the presence of Jesus Christ. That's the best presence that any of us could ever have in our life, even though there's a material thing, you first. That's glory out the blessed present you. Glory out even to others, God. Help us, sir, the gift you gave us to be able to give and that it keep on giving in the name of Jesus, the love of God and manifestation through his salvation in Jesus' name. So we love you today. Pray for those that are lonely and hurting, and even as Mother Willette and others have already prayed, glory to God, in some things, even as time now we know, glory to God, there'll be grief and other things that are happening, but God, we are praying that the manifestation of God's love and his mercy and grace will comfort and encourage and build up and just go out to find peace in Jesus Christ. We just bless you. Turn some things around that the enemy already set up plotting for suicide, depression, oppression, suppression, and tricks and snares of the enemy. He's a lie in the blood of Jesus. I pray for an awakening. I pray for them right on time. Something that God have one of us to say, or as believers go out, they encourage somebody, came on the heart to call to pray, or just passing by or seeing them and some word that was spoken has changed their lives to whatever the enemy had them plotting and planning. And even for glory to God, those that just might be in their place, some place in their home by themselves or in a situation that can't seem to come out. God, we know you can give a way of escape. So we just pray God's comfort and encouragement and enlightenment and speaking life to them that they will be able to come out of that situation and they will find life in Christ. And even if it's an attack on the believer's mind because of they might have been drifting or slipped away with some other things that came up in their life, deliver them out of the hand of the enemy. We are praying, God, help us to be alert on our posts. In the name of Jesus, whether we're on vacation or whether we out glory to God or where just whatever moment you quicken our spirits, help us to submit and be obedient because we never know what's going on the other side of that phone call when you tell us to call or when you say stop by here or you say do this or that. God, help us more and more. Get up and be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. So we take authority over Satan and his trap, spare props, plans, from the suicidal to the depression to the oppression, whatever other trap we got set up, we rebuke by that, loose it from its assignment. Thank you for these powerful prayer warriors. Bless God. Bless glory our sisters and brothers, glory out the ones that are not even online tonight. Touch right now, wherever it is, whatever's going on. Some things may be glory to God on assignment. Others might be because they have a situation. Some circumstances might occur. Whatever it is, God, we bind up sickness and disease. Whatever the trap plot plan is, any confusion, we rebuke and bind and loose. And even that the enemy tried to come up with us, we bind it up in the name of Jesus that he will not come against these prayers that was prayed tonight. Help us, God, as we continue to celebrate Jesus every day, but even this time that was set aside for glory and nations around the world to give honor to you for this Christmas. In Jesus' name, we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Cover us under the blood. Thank you, Lord. Pray, glory to God, for Prophetess Anum and Minister Black, glory to God, as they bring forth the word. Hallelujah on the third Sunday. Hallelujah this time because of the holiday of celebrating, glory to God, Christmas. That, glory to God, we will look forward to hearing from them. God bless them and touch, bind up any interruptions or anything that would try to hinder even the style devices. We rebuke, God, and pray for all of ourselves to be in place and position as we continue to lift your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. And as we prepare to embark upon a new year, the 24th, we don't want to just come and enter into the new year. We want to live a life all throughout the year that manifests your power and your anointing, bind up sickness and disease to try to be any hindrance, any incidents or accidents, bind up untimely death, sickness, disease, anything the enemy try to come up. We curse and cancel any confusion, any lie that the enemy brings to try to separate us or come up against, Lord, the ministries in us or the life over to God, even in our families and loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus. that we will continue to look to the hills which cometh our help, realize our help coming from the Lord, as we have that our scripture to read tonight from, I believe it's Psalms 121, but God bless you. Let your will be done. Help us, God, to seek your face and get in your word to get in us, and we stand on your promises, stand on your word, and obey it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Is there anything else or any other thing that the Lord has placed on anybody's heart for prayer tonight? We definitely will take those requests if there are some. Let me see if everybody's line has been opened. I believe it is. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, everybody's line. What you
Amen.
Say, Mother?
Amen.
Yeah.
I put in a prayer for my brother-in-law, James Alexander. He's still in the coma, and for my sister-in-law, Alberta Alexander, that she stands strong through this situation. And also, one of my sisters that come to the meeting, she having trouble with her shoulder.
Okay.
Thursday, when we was at the meeting, she was there with her shoulder. Don't know what's the enemy attacking her with pain in the shoulder now. Her name is Cecilia.
Her name is what?
Cecilia. I call her Ceci. But it's Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And also, but this is like a report. A sister that goes to the meeting, she have not driving our car for going on over 2 years. She had trouble. And God just give her a breakthrough that she came up to the meeting. She drove her own self up to the meeting.
My Lord.
Yeah, it was a blessing to see Teresa. And
yes.
She was so happy because she lost weight, too, because she was heavy and she lost weight. And she was so happy.
Praise God.
Oh, boy, she was praising God that over 2 years she couldn't
Wonderful.
Drive. Wonderful. Open that door, Teresa. When I look, I say, oh, my goodness, Teresa. And she drive our car up to the meeting. I said, thanks be to God.
Yes, amen. And what was her name?
Our name is Teresa.
Teresa. Oh,
Teresa.
Like mother, what's her name? Daughter. Yes,
McCarty?
Yes.
That's our Teresa. That's her name. Teresa is her name. I know her.
Yes.
Our mom passed away about 3 years ago. And that's where I met the girl. I was so happy for her to see that she drive. God opened the door for her.
That's wonderful. That's
yes,
a good praise report. In the name of Jesus. Father, we do thank you right now for our mother's brother-in-law, glory to God, that was in the coma. We know, glory to God, why he's even resting in that place. You speak to his heart. You heal and deliver. And we pray, glory to God, miracles still. Glory to God, move in this time and in life. And we know you said by your stripes we will heal. Healing is in your wing. You sent your word to heal. And we know you have the last say so. So in the midst of all of this, glory to God, while this time, glory to God, of in that coma, glory to God, you can speak to his heart, but you can touch that body and you can bring a miraculous and mesmerize all, glory to God, even in the medical field, what God had can do in the name of Jesus. But in the meantime, we're going to pray and glory to God, we trust you and you know all things. So we just release those things back over to your hands. Pray, glory to God, for Alberta. I believe that's going to be his wife.
Yes, that is his wife.
Yes, God, that you bless her. Comfort her heart and encourage her while she's waiting for the manifestation and believing God for him, God. Touch her heart that she don't worry herself and be depressed and oppressed, God, but she'll keep standing on God's word and looking to God for her strength and for help, God, in Jesus' name. We pray, glory to God, for their salvation if they're not, but we pray that God bless and minister and move in that family. And, God, we pray, glory to God, that she'll be able to have sweet rest and sleep. Don't let her, glory to God, just let her body be broke down. Pray that she'll be able to eat, glory to God, and just help, glory to God. For her to find help and strength, glory to God, in the word of God, that she would turn to him and look to him. Pray, glory to God, that she'll have people in her life that will be encouraged and not just, oh, woe, and you understand. And we know, God, that they will speak life and speak health too as well in the name of Jesus until you manifest yourself. So we speak joy and peace back to her in Jesus' name. Thank you again, glory to God, for Cecilia, for the miracle
for the blessing in 2 years, not driving, and now go over the guy that comes into fellowship and meetings and whatever like this, and then join the Lord and being able to have her liberty and driving. God bless. Keep her covered under the blood as she travels on the road back and forth in the name of Jesus. Keep her, God, and continue to keep her with a spirit of praise. And thank God even for the other weight coming off, or the weight, glory to God, of getting the physical, as we pray too for these bodies that need it in the name of Jesus. But we know all things are possible through you, whatever it is that we need to do. But we thank God for the miracle that you are doing in the name of Jesus. So we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Much as I done heard Mother Willette's son's name, I don't know why, young man over there just special for me, but I couldn't think of his name. Say his name again. The one that played the keyboard. As he played the drum on the keyboard.
Timothy.
Amen. Timothy played the keyboard or the drums? He played the drums, right?
And he played the keyboard. He played the piano, and he has multiple.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Amen.
All right, right there, the keyboard was coming to me about the related to the piano. Father, we pray for Timothy right now, wherever he is. You continue to bless his body, bless his mind.
In the bed, snoring.
Okay, then, Father, bless wherever he is right now, glory to God. That's just his mind. God, minister to him and continue to bless. We know you're drawing him, God, but I pray a yielded spirit to him more and more. God, speak to his heart, God, in the name of Jesus, for just letting go some of these little foxes. That's glory to God. Some little things, glory to God, that the enemy's using for little foxes, that he will not be tripped up and snared, that he'll be in that place.
Right.
To God, I yield, and I'm going to let go and let God. I bind up any trap and snare, plot plans, the enemy try to come up against him in the name of Jesus, that whatever he does in these instruments and doing it for the glory of God, and he will not, glory to God, not cross over doing things every once in a while for God and every once in a while for the devil. God, I pray right now that he'll choose the service, glory to God, that he'll do for the Lord. But God, I pray you keep him. Thank you for the miracles, you know, rotting his body when the enemy, glory to God, wanted to take him out some time ago. But God, you have a purpose for his life. Thank God for the power of prayer, that his mother pray over her children and pray for him. And we're going to see the manifestation, believing, glory to God, for great things, that this young man going to open his mouth and he's going to do what God called him to do, as well as play, glory to God, hallelujah, to the glory of God, and not on a part-time basis. So, God, we thank you for doing it for him in the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray for all the other young ladies. In the name of Jesus, his sisters, in Jesus' name, and the grands as well. We glorify you. Pray for all of our children, our grandchildren, great-grands, and whatever, and the ones, glory to God, even the ones that have husbands. God, we pray for those marriages and relationships, too, in the name of Jesus. Bind up the spirit of confusion and division in the name of Jesus. Send it back all to the dry places from which it came. And speaking life to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, our CC, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you be glorified regardless of what we see. Let us walk by faith and speak what God say. And if he don't say nothing, don't say it. But don't turn back around and have it in your heart. We got to release it and put it back in God's hands, because he knows when we say we're not worrying. But in the meantime, our actions, glory to God, even our reaction tells it. So God help us the more and more to walk in the peace and joy and the strength and the courage that God has given us, hallelujah, so we can stay alert in the spirit to carry out the assignment in the name of Jesus on our post. We love you today. We praise you, and glory to God. We thank you for all that you do, and we pray, glory to God, for Catherine. God, I pray, glory to God, for a alarm of alert for her, glory to God, even in her business, to put God first.
Yeah.
Don't be so busy that you've missed God and the things that God wanted to do. We can't put him on the back burner upset, making him the Christ of the Christ. So I pray for Catherine, God, that you will bless her to stay alert, God, on her regular job and her business in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So the enemy won't come in and snare her, glory to God, trap her or cause her, hallelujah, to miss the voice of God. So God, I pray, glory to God, for all of our children that they will have, glory to God, a prayer life, but not just pray, but obey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Praise the Lord. All right. Anybody else with prayer requests?
Sister Hubbard, can you pray for my for Ori? This little girl come trying to want to fight her today.
Oh,
there's always something all the time, and she was just sitting there waiting on the teacher to come in the class, and she just come up in her face and want to fight them and stuff.
I bind up the foul spirit that's trying to rise back up all the great thing God is doing in Tori's life. We already have prayed and believing God. This whole prayer team has been believing God and receiving the manifestation of God's hands. Devil, you're not coming back and trying to bring this old foolishness back over the teachers or either, especially these little children, where they got to come from, trying to provoke the agitator to take her off course. We bind it up right now, that foolishness, and we bind up these attacks. There won't be no fighting. There won't be no provoking. There won't be no lying. There's not going to be no deceptive spirit that will try to bring little foxes in and try to make her feel, glory to God, less than a drawback away from what God has already blessed. Have for the stand, glory, I affirm on what God's word and what the mother McCormick has been pouring into her and praying for her is standing. God, let her remember what God has put on the inside of her. But God, I pray right now against any attack to try to make her feel less than or who she is in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you right now that you work this out, and that teacher will also be alert that anything that's not right in there, that she will not, glory to God, show partiality and she'll not take sides. But glory to God, whatever needs to be reprimanded, whoever needs to be reprimanded will be, and we're not going to talk to this young girl in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God, even that we believe, God, even when she started going to high school, that God was going to bless and move, and now you've been moving and proving yourself in the name of Jesus in all her activities and the things that she has been crowned as a freshman and all the little things that have been in parades and other stuff and doing great in school. You're not going to start this all over again. So we're thanking you right now. It's a lie from the pits of hell that's going to go right on back to where it came from, and we call it peace and joy, strength and encouragement back to her, and that she will continue to stand up over to God and be the young lady that God calls her to be. And if it's something that she has to say about a situation, let her not go over to God and get out of character, but go out, report it, say it, do whatever she has to do. But I pray, grow out, she'll continue to have good teachers and principals, glory to God, that will make sure that things were done right, hallelujah, by each one of these students. And whatever this bandana, whatever this thing that the enemy's trying to use this other little girl to try to provoke her out of jealousy, or whether it's foolishness, glory to God, of just want to see if you can get her upset and get her in trouble, whatever it is, I pray, glory to God, that if that thing will be reversed, and I pray right now in the name of Jesus that if anything is going on in the background, it'll be exposed, and whatever it is, glory to God, peace, you'll make us, our enemies, glory to God, our footstool. So I'm believing, glory to God, that is turned around in Jesus' name. And any other children or grandchildren or any of them, glory to God, are in school and got got these challenges that are coming up against them, whether it be in school or what, in the high school, colleges, or just youngsters, glory to God, we bind up the spirit of the enemy that come against our children right now in the name of Jesus. And we pray that they are not one of the ones that provoke and agitate things too, glory to God, when they're being bullied or other stuff coming up, in the name of Jesus. So we're looking at it, glory to God, on all sides, that we're not going to take it that it's just on one side. When sometimes our children, sometimes the wrong crowd, sometimes they're doing some things. I pray, as we pray now even for Joseph, God, we thank you for some of the things that you have changed in his life. But if anything, glory to God, that's still going on, open the eyes of the parents or any of us that are praying, that if it's something that you deal with us in the spirit about, that glory to God, we are praying, tear down them strongholds. In the name of Jesus, with our children, and even as we are praying one for another, if God reveals something, that we will stand on the word and pull it down and stand together, glory to God, rebuking the hand of the enemy, that he will not take our children off course in some area, glory to God, that cause their life or even cause their destiny to be altered in Jesus' name, that they'll be lined back up with God's word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.
Anyone else? Okay. We're going to praise God and thank God for the word for the woman of God last night. Thank God for the power of the prayers today. Thank God for the ones that we believe in for miracles to take place. Thank God for Pastor Bird. We believe it for her miracle for her body, that she, whatever this is attacking, is a little bit still yet from that thought with that thing trying to bring a little bit dizzy, whatever else is making her feel a little bit weak today. I pray that she rested last night. God, she had been doing well, and all of a sudden, you know how sometimes the enemy just throw those little curveballs in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So we just believe it. He'll strengthen her, put her back, glory to God, in her feet.
because whatever attack came through today or last night, the enemy is a lie. He got to loose his hold and go back to the dry places. And she said her sugar, the diabetes stuff has been doing regulated, been really good in Jesus' name. So some of this may still be coming from that fall that, and from whatever, but she had been doing pretty good. So whatever this is today, we know where it came from, so we're just going to send it back to the dry places and pray God's blessing and coverage over us and bind up any transfer of spirits to try to come against us while we're praying and interceding for the various ones and ourselves and believing health, hope, and joy and peace and strength and courage and encouragement to ourselves as well in Jesus' name and bind up the devil with any attack on our finances as well as on our bodies or family in Jesus' name. Go back to the dry place. Pray for those people in Tennessee. Pray for any other storms and some of us, glory to God, and even for wherever these tornadoes and stuff like this have been hitting, that God will bless and continue to heal and deliver and restore too as well, and being grateful every day for God blessing and covering us in Jesus' name. And even up the area that Mother was just, McCormick was saying up in her area, God, we thank you. Oh, God, on the other side, we don't even, some of us don't listen to the news like that, not every day or every week, but God, in the midst of what we do here, we just do pray. And pray and thank you, Lord God, even for the shield of the knowledge that we sometimes don't know of some things that are happening. And still praying for Israel and praying, glory to God, for Ukraine and praying for some of these other places where even some of the fighting going on, the people don't want to fight, but they're pushed to do so because they're in those people's military. God, have mercy in the midst. And even all those children and everywhere, glory to God, and the families, have mercy, God. Have mercy in these families and people that are going through with the war on the streets with these guns. And people's lives are being lost, or either through accidents, other people running into people and just running, you know, hitting and running. God, we plead the blood of Jesus and lives being lost or crippled because of craziness of what other people are doing. But God, we know you see all for comfort and encourage and heal and encourage, glory to God, these families, these hearts, and even the ones that we hear about that we may even have knowledge of being friends or knowing of. God, we ask you to touch. In Jesus' name we pray. And even Mother Willette's friend, God, with even her heart, God, we ask you to continue to touch her. She's a miracle walking, but we pray, God, you continue to touch her too as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As we release these things back over into your hands, we call back our peace and our joy and strength, encouragement, and also our healing in Jesus' name. And some of those that need food and clothing through this time is shelter, God, and even through this winter that even need, glory to God, coats and whatever. God bless as we share what we have over to God or whatever. We ask you, Lord, to bless and heal, touch hearts, that those things will be met, needs will be met in Jesus' name. Because we are your hands and eyes and feet and whatever like this, over to God, and the compassion you put in our hearts. And other people and some that don't even know you as a part of their sins, but they have that heart, over to God, of compassion. Touch them too as well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give us a powerful praise song before we close the line. To fire up, glory to God, the anointing. Not a slow one, but a powerful praise song. Hallelujah. Glory to God of thanksgiving.
I worship you, Almighty. God.
Yes, Lord.
There is none like
you, O Lord. Hallelujah.
I worship you.
Yes, Jesus.
O Prince of Peace.
Hallelujah.
That is what I want to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
For you are my
thank you,
righteousness.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
I worship
you. Yes,
Lord. Almighty
God.
There is none like you.
Hallelujah.
There is none like you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I worship Lord Almighty God.
There is none like God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus,
in your holy name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for being my Savior, my Deliverer.
You
are worthy of the praise.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he's sweet, I know.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm having some words from
him. Yes, he is. He's sweet.
I know.
Yes.
He's so sweet. I know. You know the storm clouds, they may rise.
Yes.
And strong winds, they blow.
Yes.
I'll tell the world wheresoever I go that I've found a Savior and he's
all right.
Sweet.
Yes.
I know.
Love you.
Amen. We love you all.
Glory
too.
To God.
Amen.